Dr. Chris and Dr. Cat on The Naked Scientist. We heard from Tony in Southend, and he says, do dogs understand language? You've got a dog.
I have. Well, my parents have, and I think they understand walkies and dinner. And that's it.
There is a very famous dog, which has actually been published in the journal Science. So I believe this because Science is one of the world's top science journals. And this dog is called Rico. It's a German dog. It's an Alsatian, German Shepherd, appropriately enough. And it has got a registered vocabulary of 240 words.
Are they all in German?
And I believe it speaks German, this dog, yeah. But the interesting thing about this is, is that we have a lot of people who listen to us in Germany. So be very careful, Kat. We're high up in the charts in Germany. So watch it. We won't be very soon. But no, this dog is very, very fascinating because the owners did this experiment and they had the dog in room one, let's say, and in room two they had some of the toys that the dog knew the names for. And they demonstrated it had the learning ability of at least a five-year-old because it could use context-specific learning and an attribution. Now, what this means is if you say to the dog, go next door and I want you to retrieve the ball. Now, if there was a ball in the room, it would get it. But if you said, go next door and retrieve the spanner, but it had never seen a spanner, but there were three objects in there that it did know the name for and a spanner, it would correctly say, I know what that is, I know what that is, I know what that is, I don't know what that is, I've been told to get a spanner, and therefore I will assume that the object I don't know is the spanner, and it would retrieve it. And this was proven time and time again in countless trials. So I think the answer to Tony's question is yes, dogs can understand words, they can have a vocabulary, and the part of the brain that probably does it is very similar to the part that we use, and it's just because we're a sort of more specialised version of their brain that we have more developed language.
Because that's fascinating, because the average tabloid newspaper is aimed at a reading age of about 9, so it's only got a few years to go and it could probably read the sun.
It could probably write the sun, I think. I'm talking about read it.
Sorting out the sparks from the quarks. The Naked Scientists.